Report: Pandemic killed 1.6 million tourism jobs across Asia in 2020. By Gabriel Reyes on November 20, 2021. The coronavirus pandemic triggered a partial collapse of Asia's tourism sector last year, eliminating 1.6 million jobs across five Asian countries, the International Labour Organization, ILO, reported Thursday. The ILO, a United Nations, UN, agency, released a report on November 18 in which it detailed the pandemic's detrimental impact on Asia's tourism economy in 2020, describing it as nothing short of catastrophic. Across Thailand, Vietnam, the Philippines, Brunei, and Mongolia, job losses in tourism-related sectors in 2020 were four times greater than in non-tourism sectors, according to the ILO. Nearly one-third of total job losses were linked to the tourism sector, with an estimated 1.6 million tourism-related jobs lost in these five countries alone, the report revealed. The ILO noted that many Asian economic sectors indirectly linked to tourism were also negatively affected by the pandemic, meaning the real estimate of total job losses due to the public health crisis is likely to be much higher. The UN agency said Asia's tourism industry had suffered such crippling setbacks over the past year that it was unlikely to recoup the employment levels it enjoyed pre-pandemic for at least the next several months. Even with countries in the region focusing heavily on vaccinations and designing strategies to slowly reopen borders, jobs and working hours in the tourism-related sector are likely to remain below their pre-crisis numbers in Asia-Pacific countries into next year. Chikoa Sada Miyakawa, ILO's Regional Director for Asia and the Pacific, said in a press release. In the Philippines, employment losses and decreases in average working hours in 2020 were among the largest, ILO observed. Employment in the sector contracted by 28%, compared to an 8% loss in non-tourism-related sectors, and average hours worked by 38%, according to the report. Workers in the tourism-related sector working 0 hours per week rose 2,000-fold, affecting 775,000 workers. In terms of employment and average hours worked, Brunei's tourism sector contracted by more than 40% and nearly 21% respectively, according to the ILO. Brunei is an independent Islamic sultanate located on the island of Borneo, which is the largest island in Asia. Borneo is politically divided between Brunei, Malaysia, and Indonesia. Brunei's economy relied heavily upon tourism pre-pandemic but saw this sector effectively shut down starting in early 2020. In Q2, quarter 2, i.e. January to March 2020, the number of international visitors' arrivals to Brunei Darussalam by land, sea and air reached an all-time low of 753 visitors in total, compared to 1,107,323 visitors in Q2 2019. Brunei's Department of Economic Planning and Statistics detailed in a 2020 Economic Development Report. Brunei Darussalam saw no visitors by cruise in Q2 2020. By air, the number of tourist arrivals declined from 79,199 in Q2 2019 to 202 in Q2 2020, the department revealed. The majority of Brunei's 202 tourist arrivals by air in Q2 2020 were students returning from the United Kingdom, particularly in the month of June. Brunei's hotel industry likewise suffered major setbacks last year, according to the report. The Sultanate's Tourism Development Department reported an average hotel occupancy rate in Q2 2020 of just 19.0%. The unfavorable development of the tourism industry in Q2 2020 is in line with the negative GDP growths of air transport and hotel subsectors of 93.1% and 55.5% YoY, year-on-year, respectively, the report stated.